Hey, this is Mad Dog Soldier. I think I had to make this because there seems to be some confusion here. There seems to be this thing where I'm like a Chewbasher or right winger or whatever. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I'm like friends with that uncircumcised dude, or maybe because it's that Ron Paul sight that's a or whatever. But I want to make a couple things clear. Number one, I am totally against racism, sexism, or classism, in the sense like if you were born rich or born poor, well, that shouldn't be how you're judged all your life. I'm also against anti-Semitism. I'm also against just bashing people because they were raised into a certain religion. To make a long story short, there are people, black people who I admire and who have done great things for, you know, for this country and the world. I think that pretty much all babies have the potential to grow up to be a brilliant adult. To make a long story short, because they're raised in different environments, this is scientifically tested, by the way, that is how and why they become, let's say, like an idiot, or let's say a criminal, or let's say they become a racist, or a genius. It's not really what your parents are, it's more of how you were raised. Now, a lot of people who happen to be Jewish, or black, or Asians, or whites, they've all done great things. It's just that in the United States, and the Asians, they happen to have the best parents. But what's interesting is if you actually do a little bit of research, there were some decades past, black folks were actually doing better, and in many ways comparable to the whites. It's just that because of socioeconomic issues, that is when they've had it more difficult. I'm not going to go into this right now, but I don't hold anything against anyone because of race, creed, or say how they look. It's just not fair to be beginning against someone because of some stuff that they were born with, because a person can't control that. Alright? I also don't... I'm also not prejudiced against those who are, let's say, like they're gay or bi or whatever, because science has shown from epigenetics, that is where your preferences are determined, as early as when you are a fetus. I'm not an expert on this. I'm not a gynecologist. I'm not the person being pulled on this. It's just that this is the sort of thing that is determined before a person is born. And you can't really blame someone for that. That's just not fair. I'm not a religious person either, so I don't go, well, the Bible says this, this, or that. Well, okay, I don't care. I'll take what science says over anything else, and I'll take research over prejudice. Alright, so I just hope this clears up some things. If anyone has any questions, you can private message me, or if you know me on Facebook, you can ask me questions there. Peace out.
I'm a genius.